All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.97.1, we are cruising. You know what? It feels like time for football. Michael, strike a beat.
Yeah, we got a draft week special for you right now.
Hey, rumor. I got those rumors for you.
Big, yes.
Black rumor.
Let's start in Denver.
David, take that first rumor out.
Rumors.
Per Woody Page of the Gazette.
Drape that rumor all over people.
Elway and the Broncos are looking to trade up in the draft in order to select Jerry Jeudy. They want to get to number 8 or number 10. They are at 15 right now. Can they get this done?
Okay. Here's the issue, David. 8 is the Cardinals. 10 is the Browns. Both are in dire need of offensive tackles. Now, it's not just paying the freight, but it's also, can you get one of them off of one of the top 4 tackles? I don't have that answer. If I'm those teams, Denver's going to have to bribe me because I'm losing out on, if I'm Cleveland, the bookend tackle to go with Jack Conklin for Baker. And if I'm Arizona, my number one priority is I got to take care of Kyler Murray. He needs a tackle badly.
Hey, open wide. I got some of those rumors.
I was going to say the other team, David, is the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move over to Jacksonville. NFL's Tom Pelissero reports that while the Jags have had talks regarding Yannick Ngakoue, Jacksonville has not yet received any offers. Here's the tweet that Ngakoue sent out earlier today. He said he's tired of the back and forth and he wants to get a deal done. Can they get a deal done day of draft?
To trade him?
Yes.
Yes. To sign him? No.
That's the details that need to be worked out.
Listen to me. I said this from the start. You can laugh. The Giants present the best offer on earth because they can say, hey, here's the 4th pick in the draft and pick 36. You give us your headache and we'll move down to 9. It's a win-win. The Giants still get the tackle they need and want, and they get the pass rusher they simply can't get their hands on. The Jags move up to 4 and can control the draft from there. They get pick 36 to go with pick 20 that they already have. David, it's a win-win, but I have a dinosaur running the Giants.
Big and juicy rumors.
Now, this next rumor is actually gaining a lot of steam right now. The 49ers are fielding trade calls about number 13 and number 31. The reason why is because they have 0 picks from 2 through 4 rounds in the NFL draft. Now, another layer to this, Rob Lauder, who covers the 49ers for SB Nation, just reported they have put Dee Ford, Quan Alexander, and Marquise Goodwin on the block to try to grab more draft assets. Can they get more assets for themselves in this draft?
The problem when we talk about acquiring assets is you never... How am I supposed to answer for the market? Like, I don't think there's a pot of gold for the Lions. Look at the Vikings, same deal. Like, is there a pot of gold? They don't want to pick at 22 and 25. They'd move down. They got a million holes. David, I don't know. If you have a strong opinion, go ahead.
No, I just wonder that with teams that want to trade up can possibly deal with the Niners, in which you talk about the Niners, Eagles maybe getting up for a guard or something like that.
I heard a couple rumors emanating out of New York. The Giants may offer Evan Ingram for the Cowboys and their fourth round pick for the Niners number 31. I'd be elated because I think Ingram blows. And I'd love to get pick 31. But I digress.
Delicious. Rumors.
Well, that kind of transitions me to the next rumor. The Giants. It's pretty obvious. Maybe this is a smokescreen. Maybe there's real interest. But they have had multiple conversations with Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert. Is this just a new coach doing everything he needs to do and seeing everything, or is this really, you know, just nothing?
And again, this is a guess. I think they're playing the game. We're a couple days before the draft. We're sitting at 4. The team at 5 likes Herbert. The team at 6 likes Herbert. You're just trying to give them a couple of boners so somebody decides to throw a few dollars on stage. David, if they take Justin Herbert, it has been great knowing you. And the ticket will need a new afternoon host because I'm going to go into the mountains like Ricky Williams and smoke a bunch of dope. Like, I won't know what to do.
Rumor. How do those rumors feel to you? Good.
They feel delightful. Last rumor.
Yes, David. Let's roll another rumor around.
Chris Mortensen said Monday on ESPN that the Falcons are expected to be the most aggressive team in this year's draft and could make an effort to trade up as high as a top 5 for a defensive player.
What? Okay.
Who could they go after?
It has to be Simmons. It's the only one that makes sense. If they did that for Derrick Brown, forget it. May I offer you this? They are not a Super Bowl team, and there is not one player that's going to fix them. When they went and did the Julio Jones deal, it made more sense. If I'm them, I'm looking to get more assets so I can plug 3 or 4 defensive holes. I mean, David, if they had an opportunity to get Chase Young, and you want to tell me you think that's the move? Okay, but how?
Yeah, because here's what they have. They have number 16. They have number 47, 78. They have a couple fourth-round picks. I don't even
you
know if they
could
have enough
trade,
to trade up.
You could trade everything you listed, and you're not getting in the top 5.
Yes.
It would have to be a first-rounder next year, and that's no way, man. No way.
Your wife's going to love my rumors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.